And then we've got Wi-Fi at Coles Ice AG, their headquarters, in a place that I can't pronounce because I don't have the vocal cords for it. I'm with a guy whose name I also can't pronounce because I don't have the vocal cords for that. Tell me what you do.
My name is Stefanos Kofopoulos. I'm a Greek blogger, and I, you know, blog for a living full time for the last couple of years now.
Okay, what made you? What motivated you to do that?
You know, I had always this thing of having my own website, so I googled something like free PHP scripts. WordPress came online. It was free. It was easy to install, and that was it.
Okay. So you were telling me earlier on about that you do X amount of posts per day. Is that a tough regime to maintain?
Well, sometimes. I mean, the toughest part is to be online 24/7 and, you know, moderate comments if there are some dickheads swearing and stuff like that, or be there to break the news. So I think that's the most interesting and tough part.
Okay, so where do you go for most of your sources of material, or does news find you now?
Well, right now is, I would say, like, tech meme and Twitter.
Okay.
And sometimes Facebook. Like, I was looking for news, but now news come to me. So that's a huge difference.
Massive leap. Right?
Yeah.
Right. And why is that? Is it because you've become an authority, or?
Well, part of this is yeah, because people know me, so they send their stuff. But then I follow people that think there is value in them. So, like, I know that if you say something, you've been filtering this something, and that has some meaning, some special weight, and that's how I get most of my news today.
Okay, so how do you deal with the infrastructure side of it? Because obviously, if it's a really hot news item and you're getting a lot of traffic to the site, you know, you told me that you've got a couple of people in your team, but how do you deal with that sort of stuff?
Well, optimize.
All the time. So do you do some homebrew, or do you use WordPress, or what do you use WordPress?
So I use WordPress. I've installed the WordPress Supercast plugin, and then I'm using the APC PHP opcode on the backend, and now I'm running testing Badcast for casting everything on the RAM.
Okay.
It's working pretty sweet. I mean, I'm running on a VPS with 2 gigs of RAM and a couple of CPUs. It's fine.
Is that in Greece?
No, it's located in the UK. I'm running on cluster.net.
That's weird. You're the second person who's got a server in the UK, and I live in the UK, and my server's in America.
I know. Crazy. I was using MediaTemple before, but my server was full in capacity. I was paying way too much, and the latency for Greece was very high. So I moved to the UK having 3 times less latency, and I'm pretty happy with that.
So much better. So you've been a blogger for now a year or 2 years?
You've always
been into computers.
Yeah, I've been blogging for like 4 years now, 4.5 years now, but I've been blogging for a living for the last 2 years.
Okay, so you're actually making a good living from being a blogger, or getting there?
Getting there, yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay, so if somebody was trying to break into a very niche area in blogging, how would you get started?
Oh,
what would you suggest that you came across and thought, oh, I wish I'd done it like that?
I wish there were somebody to tell me 2 things, like, be yourself, be unique, be original, like, I mean, and fail. I mean, try things, fail, and then go over again and again and again. If you do those two things and you keep on kind of update, like, a couple of times a day or every day another, that would be really, really helpful. I mean, don't worry about the theme, don't worry about how your blog looks, don't worry about like anything. Traffic will come if you be yourself and you post original content.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.